Well, I haven't seen the report, but if that's the case, it's pretty major change for the university and the athletic department. But I really think it's a necessary change and one that will benefit the program overall.
And why do you think that?
I think when the circumstances at the university that have been going on for, it sounds like before I got there, for such a long period of time, I think you need to start fresh with personnel and policies and changes that will benefit the student athletes and to get back to the reason that they're there, which is an education and a good athletic experience. In that order, I think.
You had direct contact with Clem Haskins with regard to him sort of giving this tacit approval for the cheating, and I'm wondering if, did you have any direct contact with McKinley Boston or Mark Deanhart at all, and or did you ever hear them say anything about any of this?
Not directly, no. But, you know, I was pretty close to Alonzo Newby, and I know through him that he had, you know, meetings with both Mark Deanhart and McKinley Boston about the kids and their academic problems.
What do you think is necessary to, I guess, clean up the whole program? Are there any people you think specifically should be installed to replace Mr. Deanhart and Mr. Boston? Or, you know, what should the university be looking for as they look for what looks like are going to be some replacements for these people?
Well, hopefully if the structure changes and there's more visibility for academic programs that the basketball players can participate in. They, you know, the system was so closed in basketball, and that's where the problem started, I think. And that needs to be opened up, and the student athletes need to be allowed to participate in a lot of the support systems that are there for them.
So you're saying it's not enough to replace individuals, that a system has to change.
Right.
It was really your willingness to go public with this that has led to a major investigation, some people losing their jobs, really a shakeup at the university. Are you glad at this point that you did in fact go public? Have you ever had any regrets?
Well, I've had many dark days over this whole thing. I, you know, was pretty naive in the beginning. I knew that there would be, you know, interest and, but I had no idea that it would be so widespread and that, you know, I'd be vilified in the press and called names and, but I have no regrets. And I think that's partly because I took such a long time to make the decision and I struggled with it greatly. And I have no regrets.